From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Reaction from the U.S. after North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho characterized a tweet by President Trump as a declaration of war. On Monday, President Trump commented on Twitter that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's regime won't be around much longer if the North carried out its threats. While in India, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis clarified that a peaceful resolution is still very much on the table.
We continue to maintain the diplomatically led effort in the United Nations. You have seen unanimous United Nations Security Council resolutions passed that have increased the pressure, economic pressure and diplomatic pressure on the North.
And Ri warned that his country might even shoot down U.S. strategic bombers, even if they are not in North Korean airspace. This Tuesday, official results are expected after Iraqi Kurds vote on a referendum for independence. The vote has drawn objection from the government in Baghdad, as well as neighboring countries and the United States. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said that the United States is deeply disappointed with the decision to hold a unilateral referendum. She added that the U.S. relationship with the Iraqi Kurds will not change, but that the vote will greatly complicate Kurdish relationships with the Iraqi government and neighboring countries. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country would close a border crossing with Iraq and could move to block oil exports. Other nations, like the United States, have said they oppose the referendum on the grounds it takes focus away from the battle against the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Longtime associate of U.S. President Donald Trump and political consultant Roger Stone is saying, Roger Stone is saying that he has no involvement in alleged collusion with Russia linked to last year's presidential elections. This ahead of his testimony this Tuesday before the House Intelligence Committee. In an opening statement released before the closed-door session, Stone says that it is clear that there was a foreign nation colluding with a presidential campaign, but he suggests investigators instead look at Ukraine and Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. Stone denies having advanced knowledge of the source or timing of a WikiLeaks disclosure of emails from Clinton's email chairman and campaign chairman, John Podesta, and says he does not engage in any illegal activities on behalf of his clients. Three Israel security guards have been killed and another wounded in a suspected Palestinian gun attack. Reuters' Pascal Davies has details.
Police say the gunman entered the Jewish settlement of Har Adar as part of a group of Palestinian laborers who work there. He aroused the suspicion of guards and police posted at the entrance checkpoint, who told him to stop. Police say the attacker then opened his shirt, pulled out his gun, and fired on the security staff at close range. The gunman, who hasn't been identified, was shot and died later. Police say he was from a nearby Palestinian village and had an Israeli work permit.
U.S. President Donald Trump contends that professional football players' refusal to stand for the country's national anthem has nothing to do with race, even though many of the athletes themselves said it was meant to protest racism and police brutality against minorities in the United States. Hundreds of players, coaches, and teams' owners defied President Trump Sunday by sitting, kneeling, and locking arms as the Star-Spangled Banner was played before the start of 14 games, rather than displaying the traditional hand-over-heart support for the flag and country. In recent days, Mr. Trump had called on National Football League owners to fire the players, most of them black, who refused to stand for the playing of the anthem, a tradition at many professional athletic events in the U.S. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that Mr. Trump believes it's important to support national pride in the country. It's a priority for the president to always defend the flag. A new round of Brexit talks between Britain and the European Union is underway, with the EU insisting first on terms of Britain's departure before moving on to its future relations with the bloc. British Prime Minister Theresa May has proposed a 2-year transition period. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.